This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program. The northern bobwhite quail may have the largest range among the four quail species found in Texas, but it is also most threatened.
Bobwhites are the big concern as far as our constituents go for Parks and Wildlife, and its populations have been in decline range-wide.
Parks and Wildlife biologist Robert Perez says population decline isn't new for the bobwhite.
In recent history, in the 40s, for instance, in the 1940s, post-World War II, bobwhites were very abundant in East Texas, but since that time, they've all but disappeared from East Texas and other pine woodlands across the southeastern United States. And that decline has continued as you go west across Texas, little by little as time goes by.
If you were to draw a line along I-35 corridor from Dallas to San Antonio, quail habitat east of that line is highly fragmented.
A lot of the native types of grasses and prairies have been replaced by other things, by either concrete or by exotic grasses like bahia and Bermuda, things that quail don't live in. So that's really the main reason for decline in those areas of the state.
West of I-35, plentiful habitat that includes the bunch grasses quail need still exists, but years of drought has taken its toll on the land and the birds.
Quail just don't have that longevity where they can wait through long drought periods.
More on that tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.